Ian Fishman, Start With Why by Simon Sinek. This is where gut decisions come from. They just feel right. There's no part of the stomach that controls decision-making. It all happens in the limbic brain. It's not an accident that we use that word feel to explain those decisions either. The reason gut decisions feel right is because the part of the brain that controls them also controls our feelings. Whether you defer to your gut or you're simply following your heart, no matter which part of the body you think is driving the decision, the reality is it's all in your limbic brain. Our limbic brain is powerful. Powerful enough to drive behavior that sometimes contradicts our rational and analytical understanding of a situation. We often trust our gut, even if the decision flies in the face of all the facts and figures. Richard Restack, a well-known neuroscientist, talks about this in his book, The Naked Brain. When you force people to make decisions with only the rational part of their brain, they almost invariably end up overthinking. These rational decisions tend to take longer to make, says Restack, and can often be of lower quality. Decisions made with the limbic brain, gut decisions, tend to be faster, higher quality decisions. This is one of the primary reasons why teachers tell students to go with their first instinct when taking a multiple choice test, to trust their gut. The more time spent thinking about the answer, the bigger the risk that it may be the wrong one. Our limbic brains are smart and often know the right thing to do. It is our inability to verbalize the reasons that may cause us to doubt ourselves or trust the empirical evidence when our gut tells us not to.